Nothing less than Lester Bangs' Astral Weeks and the battle for the human spirit to get the week started on Culture File. In the latest of her series on AI, Jennifer Walsh has been working out why exactly Google's latest AI might produce images of racially diverse Nazis and what that could tell us about the difference between humans and their AI. This is Jennifer Walsh's Things Know Things.
Hit the news recently over images produced by its AI-powered chatbot, Gemini. When users asked Gemini to create pictures of historical figures, such as the 18th century founding fathers of the US or Second World War German soldiers, the chatbot produced convincing images which were richly detailed, painterly, and, bizarrely enough, gender-balanced and ethnically diverse. Now, this might be the way you want a chatbot to work if you're looking to produce non-stereotypical images of, say, doctors, but it's both historically inaccurate, not to say highly offensive, for a chatbot to produce images of people of colour fighting for the Nazis. Naturally enough, there was a backlash, and Google are now working to prevent something like this from happening again. Given the huge size of these AI systems, though, figuring out exactly what caused this problem is complex. But one theory is that prompt transformation may have contributed to it. Prompt transformation is the practice of networks taking a prompt a user types in and cleaning it up, expanding or rewording it before feeding the prompt into the network, in order to better serve the user with the image they want. So, image of a pope might become image of an ethnically and gender diverse pope in the style of 16th century chiaroscuro portraiture. Why might the networks do this? Because it's difficult for many people to describe images using text, so massaging the user's prompt to try and get the best possible result seems efficient. A great deal of the art that will be made using generative AI will be made by people who do not code, who interact with the network using natural language through the narrow aperture of the context window. The learning curve is simply too steep, the training models too vast, and the compute too expensive for it to be otherwise. This means that a lot of art is now reduced to prompts. Prompts are sometimes briefly poetic, but more often than not dry, though sometimes frantically technical. The gap between what is described and what is produced, between intent and result, traditionally what the artist labours over, the true locus of creativity, is now the domain of the network. The network can be instructed, but the artistic decisions it makes can never be absolutely controlled, known or understood. That's what makes it so exciting for artists. It's what makes these platforms so addictive for users. AI takes our descriptions and produces the ineffable from them as we sit waiting for the progress bar to load. In comparison with prompts, the vast majority of writing about art and music is generally not a technical or even functional description of what happens. Take Lester Bangs' iconic 1979 essay on Van Morrison's Astral Weeks, for example, where Bangs tries to chase down what an album as elusive as Astral Weeks can mean, a record review which involves Bangs admitting to the impossibility of description. "There's a whole lot of Astral Weeks I don't even want to tell you about," he writes, "because in many cases I don't really know what he's talking about. He doesn't either." This essay, either whole or in sections, does not work as a prompt. Bangs deals, of course, with the music itself, but he has his eye on something bigger, how music acts upon a person within a culture, fear, depression, what kindness is, how a person can be lonely. Bangs creates a circuit between the writer, the music, and the reader, a circuit in which the reader is a crucial active node. Because it's the reader who does the heavy lifting here. It's the reader who conjures the ineffable in their mind, who effects the most subtle prompt transformation imaginable.
Jennifer Walsh there with her latest Things No Things. And for all Jennifer's essays on AI, which reward both a listen and a re-listen, follow us on your favourite post-Twitter social media platform. And never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast on Apple Music or even Spotify. It is, as ever, free at the point of delivery.